This is the Lotusphere podcast, showcasing the power of the Lotusphere community. Here's your host, Stuart McIntyre.
Well, hello there, I'm Stuart McIntyre, and we're back for episode 27 of the Lotusphere podcast. We're now in the run-up towards Lotusphere 2012, so we're going to crack on with a number of guests from around the Lotus community talking about their Lotusphere experiences. So we already had Matt Newman on this year with his little video podcast he did for us, and we're back again for another episode, this time with Sharon Bellamy. Hello, Sharon.
Hi, Stuart.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Great, great. Well, thanks for coming on today. Just looking forward to querying you about your Lotusphere experience. Now, I think last year, 2011, was your first one, wasn't it?
It certainly was, yes, which was a bit shameful considering the amount of time I've been working with Lotus software, 15 years, I think. But yes, last year was the first time that I'd actually managed to go.
Excellent. How was your first one? Was it how you expected it to be?
Yes and no. It was absolutely brilliant. And totally as good as all the hype meant. It was more tiring than I expected it to be, and I learned a lot more than I expected to as well. So it was very good all round, actually.
Excellent. And I guess, you know, for those that that haven't kind of followed along with your interactions with This Week in Lotus and so on, do you want to give us your background? What products do you work with? Who do you work for? That kind of thing.
Okay. I've been working with Lotus and IBM products for about the last 15-ish kind of years, and mainly, well, the first few was from a user perspective and just general admin, but for the last 10 or so I've done a lot of work with WebSphere and anything that's IBM and Lotus that relates to WebSphere. So I did 7 years at an IBM business partner working with WebSphere Commerce and Portal, and touching very lightly on some of the older collaboration solution products like Workplace, but we won't talk about that. And yes, and more recently, the last 3 years or so, I've been doing a lot of work around connections and some of the quicker for Java pieces, as well as learning a lot more about Portal and WCM. So the last 2 or 3 years, I've kind of really been thrown in, I suppose, at the deep end with the what is now the ICS brand, and anything related to it, oh, plus most other stuff that has IBM connected to it in some way, shape or form, because I'm a bit of a jack of all trades, master of some, as Dave A likes to put it.
So unlike a lot of folks that go to Lotusphere, you're not really from a Notes and Domino background, are you? You've done some work with Notes and Domino, but it's primarily the other products that have brought you into Lotusphere.
Pretty much. I pretty much do everything else that isn't Lotus and Domino, although I have used it, obviously, and I do use it now still in my new job. But previous to that, I haven't really had any dealings with Notes and Domino other than from a user perspective. So it's good to see it from the other side, I suppose, the best way to describe that.
Okay, so we're just about 2 months away from Lotusphere 2012 now. Do you think you'll be attending?
I certainly hope so. I have canvassed my new boss, Mark, and he's kind of promised me I can go. If we send somebody, I will be allowed to go. I've also put in a number of abstracts in the hope that I will be chosen, on around my pet theme of connections theming, which is something I really enjoy doing. I'm not a UI designer by any stretch of the imagination, but it's something I really enjoy doing. So I hope I can share my knowledge from I've had to do this as an admin point of view, so it'll help other people out. So if that's chosen, I'll really enjoy doing that, I think. But I am really, really looking forward to it. So I hope that I am allowed to go.
Okay. Well, hopefully one of your sessions will get chosen and you'll be there. so looking back at last year, at 2011, what was your sort of highlights of that conference?
Meeting a lot of the people that I'd either spoken to on Twitter or read their blogs or just generally got to know through the community. Also meeting up with all the IBMers that I used to speak to and still do speak to on a regular basis. So it was good to put faces to names, and it was good to get to know people in person, so to speak. Makes it a lot easier when you approach people if you've got a question. It was also really good to meet some of the legends of Lotusphere, like Mary Beth, and to speak to people like Louis Benitez, who have helped me out in I don't know how many different ways since last year. So it was really, really good. I also got to spend a lot of time with the guy that looks after the portal documentation, the new wiki, and pointed out a few issues that I were having. So I helped him realize what we see on the outside, And luckily they've been fixed as well. So I'm more than happy to do that kind of thing as well. So it was good. It was brilliant, actually.
Excellent. And last year you were, of course, with a customer then, weren't you, with a university? What do you think they gained from you attending Lotusphere?
That's hard to say. A lot or more of about how the products were going, the direction they were going in, and the kind of thing that would have helped the university if they decided to go down that route. It helped me, I think, personally more than it helped my job at the time, because it enabled me to meet a lot more people and to network more, which also helped the university, but they chose not to use the knowledge that I gained, which was unfortunate.
Okay, and looking at your career since, obviously you've moved jobs, do you think that's, you know, partially to do with kind of what started at Lotusphere last year and what you continued on since then?
Yes, definitely, because I've become, it's quite strange. I was a nobody in the community, and I'm now quite, not a big part, but quite a vocal part, probably is the best way to describe me. I think the Lotusphere experience has made me a lot more confident when speaking to people, because I know that I know what I'm talking about, but that's not always how it comes across when you're talking to people on Twitter or in a news group or something like that. So meeting these people helps. It's just generally been a career enhancing move, I think, actually.
Okay. And what has changed since then? I mean, I know you've started a blog and so on. Do you think you did that because of some of the connections maybe you made at Lotusphere, or you saw what other people had done by blogging?
Yeah, I think it was more of a case of I've got all this knowledge in my head that could be useful. I think probably Dave Hay is my biggest inspiration for blogging. I've known Dave for a long time. We joke a lot about all the AS400 and iSeries systems that we used to work on. He likes Marmite like I do. I saw him blogging about pretty much anything. I thought originally that I would have to blog about certain subjects, but because I do so many different things and they link together in so many different ways, that I come across all sorts of weird issues and funny things that a lot of people may not necessarily see. So if I find a way to get around them or work around, or I work out how to do something that's been bugging me for months, then I think it's only fair that I share that knowledge so somebody else doesn't have to go through the same pain.
Absolutely. And I know how valuable that is just from Googling stuff, and it comes up with your links and Dave Hay and Luis Benitez and so on. And that shared knowledge is just so valuable to somebody else working in the same kind of sphere. And you were a newbie to Lotusphere last year. It's your first time. What advice would you give to those coming to Lotusphere for the first time?
The Old Faithful is wear some comfortable shoes. I thought that was a bit of a, everybody says wear comfortable shoes. But, that is probably the most important thing, because you do a ridiculous amount of walking. I think a number of people have commented that if you put a pedometer on, the average mileage you'll walk in the week is about 26 miles, which is a marathon. So you're going to walk a marathon at Lotusphere, so wear comfortable shoes. The other tip I would have is look at the schedule and plan what you really want to see. I broke things down into three categories: what I had to see, couldn't miss, what I really would like to see, and things that are interesting but aren't essential to my job. And I tried to hit as many of the I can't live without this sessions as possible, because I found that really useful. The other thing was, if you do sit in a session and you find that it isn't what you expected it to be, don't waste the hour or 2 hours if it's a long one sat in there. Go to a different one, because that's 2 hours of Lotusphere you're never going to get back.
Absolutely. It's such valuable time. You've got to make the most of it. And of course, you ended up doing a speaking session last year, didn't you? How did you find presenting that? Was that quite a baptism of fire, if you like?
It was. It was very hair-raising, the first two. Whoever got the last sort of two or three sessions had the best of me. but it was a complete baptism of fire, but it was also absolutely brilliant. And I enjoyed it so much, I volunteered to do it again this year. So if I go, I'd love to speak geek again. It was really, really good fun. I got to meet all sorts of different people. Some people didn't even have a clue who I was, what I was talking about. Other people obviously knew more about the subject than me, which was interesting. I tried to keep a Q&A session open at the end of my 5-minute speak geeking, which upset Bruce Elgort quite a lot, because I think he only managed to finish his session once in the hour that we were doing it.
I think you did really well just to finish it at all, let alone ask for questions at the end. So well done on that one. And how about the kind of the side of Lotusphere that's not on the conference agenda, the social side? Any tips you'd give to people about that?
Practice your karaoke, which is a bit of people go, oh, karaoke, but it, which is exactly what I said when I went the first time. But it is actually Kimonos, which is where we ended up most of an evening, was absolutely hilarious. It was brilliant fun, apart from the singing along and jeering people that weren't very good. Just the whole group of us sat together. We ended up writing the world's rights about every subject known to man, I think, of an evening, which was really good, because you got to know the people that your peers that you talk to pretty much every day about this kind of stuff. So the social side was absolutely brilliant. And it also helped. It helped. I've been more connected now, I think, in the last year than I have been prior to Lotusphere. I know people pretty much that know something about every given subject that I might ever possibly need to know about, which is really good when you're trying to track down an expert, because if they can't help you, they know someone who may be able to help you.
Absolutely right. And let's look ahead then to Lotusphere 2012. Obviously, there's Connect 2012 as well, the business side. What are you particularly looking forward to at Lotusphere this time?
I'm looking forward to lots and lots of new and interesting things that are going to happen around the connections and portal side, because that's mainly what I deal with. But also, same time, basically, I love the way that IBM integrate all their products together. A lot of the projects that I work on have more than one IBM product in it. So the more ways that they can find to integrate the products together in an easier way is good for me. And I hope that there's going to be lots of that going on at Lotusphere this year. So I will be in all the sessions that stick things together.
And of course, you know, a running theme of the last few Lotuspheres has been Project Vulcan. And I guess this year is going to be, I guess, even more of that vision being delivered.
Hopefully, yes, because some of the things that we've seen in the things we're not allowed to talk about look absolutely amazing. And also some of the things that they have been talking about, which hopefully we'll get everything delivered this year with a bit of luck, because not a lot was delivered last year. Connections 4 will be out hopefully at some point after Lotusphere. So they'll be announcing all sorts of exciting things around the new features in that. There's going to be new versions of Portal that is going to be coming soon. So hopefully we'll get a lot more news on that, and a lot more news on what's coming in the Notes and Domino world and the X server world as well. So hopefully we'll have lots of demos this year, unlike last year, and lots of exciting product features that we can go home and tell our boss and customers about.
Yeah, maybe a few less panels in the OGS this time.
That would be lovely, yes. Thank you. Please, IBM.
Now, in chatting to you, Sharon, I get the impression there's something else about Orlando you quite like doing whilst you're at Lotusphere. So what would be your tip maybe for other things you could do whilst in Orlando?
If you like Disney, which I and a number of other IBM Lotusy people do, then you would think you've died and gone to heaven. Obviously, it's held in the Swan and Dolphin, which is right slap bang in the middle of Disney World. I unfortunately only got one day to spend at a theme park, and I chose to spend it in the Magic Kingdom. And I did actually think I'd died and gone to Disney heaven. If you don't like Disney, there's lots of other things you can do in Orlando, luckily. But for me, it's an added bonus. You know, I wouldn't care if Lotusphere was in Brighton or in Blackpool, but it's nice that it's somewhere that's got Disney in it as well.
Absolutely. And where would you like the party to be this year?
Oh, a Disney park, please. Although the Harry Potter world in at the Island of Adventure was absolutely fantastic last year. I'm not a big roller coaster fan. So, as you know, I ended up being a bag lady carrying around everybody's bags while they went and screamed on roller coasters.
You did, bless you. And enjoyed the butterbeer too.
Yes, enjoyed the butterbeer. Oh, also, there will be lots of embarrassing photos of you at Lotusphere. That's a warning.
Yeah, what happens at Lotusphere doesn't necessarily stay at Lotusphere.
Exactly. Expect people to put pictures of you on Flickr and the odd YouTube video of somebody singing dodgily as well. So you're right.
Excellent.
Everything is social. Just remember that at Lotusphere.
Oh, we certainly will. Thank you so much, Sharon. Really appreciate
no problem.
You sharing your Lotusphere story with us.
Thank you. And hopefully I'll be able to do it again next year.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. And if people want to follow you in the meantime, where do they find you?
You can find me pretty much most places at Social Shazza. So I'm Social Shazza with two Z's on Twitter. And my blog is socialshazza.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much, and see you in Orlando.
Thank you.
Bye.